Beautiful song. Thank you so much. Well, the absolute best Facebook post I saw this past week said this: I'd like to cancel my subscription to 2021. I've experienced the free 7-day trial and I'm not interested. I think it's incredibly appropriate. Seeking some hope? Where are you looking? What are you looking for? This past Wednesday, January 6th, was Epiphany. It's the day in the church year, the church calendar, where we remember the coming of the Magi, the wise men. The prophecy from Isaiah was fulfilled. And it speaks of that in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, which says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord arises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning." The wise men came. It says in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" The wise men followed the star, hoping. They were hoping for a newborn king. Hoping, wishing, dreaming that their journey would lead to a special person in a special place. And I wonder what they were actually hoping for. What they were truly looking for, longing for. And were the hopes of the wise men fulfilled? See, we live our lives on a journey just like the wise men. We hope for the best. We long for the best. And so we follow stars hoping for certain things. And I think for many, the dream and desire is that maybe everything would turn out all right. Maybe for some that they would have a happy existence, you know, that is pain-free, trouble-free, problem-free. Maybe in some ways that's our hope, you know, our dream, our desire. But then sometimes real life gets in the way and of our hopes and our dreams. And all of a sudden difficulties come our way. Things have a way of just kind of flowing right along, and then something happens. My experiences in my own life, as I reflect back, probably exact as yours. Life has a way of getting interrupted. You're going along fine, and then an illness happens to you or to someone in your family or someone you know. Or maybe there's a family issue that needs to be dealt with. Maybe just the angst of unrest or uncertainty, things happening, and all of a sudden you just kind of get jarred and it throws you off, and it wasn't a part of the plan. It's not in what you were longing for, hoping for. But the hope that gets me through is something that I can hold on to. And it's a hope that goes beyond just the hope that circumstances would go the way I desire them to. It is a hope in the promises of God. As I look back at different things that I've gone through, the things that have given me so much help and strength along the way, again, are his promises. Promises like that we will live even though we die. Or my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Or greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Or I've overcome the world. Or if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The peace that I give is not like the peace of this world. So don't let your hearts be troubled. Along the way, holding on to these things is a real anchor and stability when all the other things around us could be in flux. And those are the things that anchor me or give me a sense that God is in control. And my guess is there are many of you maybe here today watching that have stuff going on in your life. And that deep down you're seeking for some kind of hope. Something just that you can get a hold on, grab a hold of, that's solid, that you can anchor in. But that question comes up, you know, what exactly is hope? And I think for many of us, we just kind of think of that word hope and we think of, well, that's what I dream for or I wish for or I desire. But that's not really what biblical hope is all about. The star that shined over Bethlehem points to a hope that is so different. The star does not just shine wishes and dreams. It shines with a kind of hope that is sure and certain. The wise men that day came to the city of Jesus' birth. They found their way to Bethlehem. And what they found was so profound, it literally caused them to literally bow down and in worship and acknowledge what was in front of them, to acknowledge God. Some years ago, I heard about a church in the city of Bethlehem. The church is named Christmas Lutheran Church. And through a wide range of ministries of Christmas Church, people of all ages have been learning, in spite of their situation in the walled city of Bethlehem, that they can have true and living hope. A hope that is found in Christ and among his people. The pastor of that church liked to say, hope is what we do. Hope is what Jesus did when he came to the hopeless world to be our living hope. And through his life of love, his sacrificial death and victorious resurrection, he brought sure and lasting hope for us. Now, as a people filled with hope in Christ, hope is what we do in his name. I like the way he put that. Paul writes in Romans 15, he says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. So the root of Jesse sprang up that first Christmas in Bethlehem, and people found hope in him. And the same is true today. It's because of Jesus that we can have hope. So we can put our concerns, our worries, our fears, our hopes, our dreams, our families, our relationships in God's hands. This has been a very interesting week for us here in the United States, in America. And reflecting on this week's past events, a pastor friend said this in his message that he shared last night, and I think it's really good. He says, our hope is not in getting the right people elected or the right views to prevail. We belong to a kingdom that is not of this world. And we know that God accomplishes will through Pharaoh and Herod and Nero just as much as he did through David and Josiah and Hezekiah. God is at work. You see, our day, our today, and every single one of our tomorrows are in the hands of Christ. and we think about maybe what's been happening in our nation and with so many of our leaders, and we just try to process what we've been seeing and what we're observing and what we're thinking. And it's almost like in the midst of all this, God is kind of looking down at us and kind of saying and asking us, so where are you putting your hope and where are you putting your trust? I think very appropriately with this epiphany, when the wise men were guided by the star, they looked up and then they followed what God was trying to point them to. Because you see, the season of Epiphany focuses on Jesus' revelation of his true identity to all the world. It calls us to light and truth. As the prophecy said, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. It celebrates the coming of the first Gentiles to faith in Christ. See, Jesus is not only the Messiah of his people, the Jews, he's the Savior of the whole world. And we too are called to be a blessing to the nations. We too share the light. We share our light through our actions of love and service and through our words. People living in darkness need us. They need the word. They need the gospel that they have been given. They need hope. Story of hope. I have a story of hope. It was a great day. As a matter of fact, it was on Wednesday, on January 6th, on Epiphany. I had a chance again, as regularly I've been going in and sharing messages with our preschool kids for chapel each week in the individual classrooms. And so that being the day, I kind of capitalized on that. And so I went in and I took my copy of the Beginner's Bible, and I read to them the story, which is entitled in this book, The Bright Star and the Three Visitors. Number one, what was so cool is when I opened up this Bible and showed it, so many of the kids got excited because I have that Bible. Here's the thing. Because of your faithfulness and your generosity and some gifts that have come in from people in this church, every child that comes into our preschool gets a copy of this. We've probably handed out over a couple hundred of these. And so the kids get excited when they say, well, I have that Bible. And so we read that story of these people that came, that the star pointed them to Jesus. See, children in our preschool are being pointed to Jesus. So thank you for your partnership in allowing this ministry to continue. What's exciting is week after week, we keep hearing of more and more tours and more families hearing about our preschool. I say praise the Lord. I was talking to Stacy yesterday, our director, and four new families enrolled into our preschool just yesterday. It continues to grow. And I look at it, every single one of those kids, every one of those families gives us an opportunity to point people to Jesus. And as I told the kids after reading the story, you know, God used that star in a special way to get them to see Jesus. Today, he doesn't necessarily use stars, he uses his word, God's word. And so when we put God's word into the lives of people and share it, it points them to Jesus, which truly is our hope. It puts us in a place where we can see him. As John Hopkins wrote in his song, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Here's our prayer for this year, that Christ's light may be reflected through us and help others to see the way to true hope. With all the things going on around us these days, people need hope. something that they can truly anchor in. And it begins when them maybe experiencing Christ's love being reflected through us, through our actions, through our words, through our lives, through the sharing of the gospel. So collectively, we seek God that he would use us in a special way to continue on pointing people to Jesus. That's where our hope is and can be found. So now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.